Now, life after sport for professional athletes, it's a tough transition for a lot of them. What's being done to help the athletes as they transition? Post-retirement, many athletes are prone to developing various mental and physical issues. I'm joined by Dr. Clive Jones, Assistant Professor of Sport and Exercise Psychology at Bond University. Dr. Clive, good morning.
Hi, good day, Adrian. How are you going?
Very well. Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, what are some of the main issues being faced by athletes in retirement?
Right. That's a big question, and it does vary depending on the individual, but some common themes, if an athlete is having problems, a lot of it's to do with loss. A lot of it's to do with adapting to the change and the meaning of that change. What does it mean to stop competing at a high level? And so in that sense, there's a lot of variations in the meaning of being a high-performance athlete. And that varies as well, depending on when they started, their social supports, all of those sorts of things. But ultimately, it relates to their identity forming around being a high-performance athlete, where their sense of worth, their sense of even the meaning of life, significance of who they are, and what they do to contribute to society, all of those things add up into putting a heck of a lot of meaning on what it means to be an elite athlete. So it's not just something that's in the athlete's mind, it's also something that's encouraged by society, that we put them on a pedestal, but we think that there's something special when they're performing, when they're achieving. But then when all of that goes, often we think, well, their level of significance in society drops, our interest in them drops, and so suddenly they think, well, you know, what's their worth? What's the point of life? So, yeah, there's a lot of things like that.
Now, there are various sort of facilities and programs set up around the country for the training of athletes. Is there anything in place for people, for these athletes, when they're sort of at the back end of their careers, getting them ready to then transition to maybe they might be getting a gig in the media or just going back into normal life?
I mean, some athletes are keen to retire, and so there's certainly a variety. You know, a lot of folks are sort of quite happy to hang up their boots or, you know, their swimming togs and move on to other things. So it's not every athlete that faces this. And so to tease out why it is, often athletes are comfortable in transitioning because they've been preparing while they've been competing. You know, they might be doing a uni degree, they might have goals outside of sport that they're itching to get into, those sorts of things. And so the preparation is to do with ensuring that their sense of self, that their sense of life purpose, that things that give them meaning and satisfaction and fulfillment in life aren't just all, you know, eggs in the one basket sort of thing. That's the key, that it's not all just to do with their sport. And a lot of athletes approach life like that anyway, and so they're already naturally sort of resilient to the change. But it's those athletes who have invested not just their time, but what it, you know, their, I suppose you could say, you know, they've invested their whole soul, you know, into it, and so it's prevention is where there's an intentional effort to help the athlete see themselves as more than just an athlete, that there's more to them than their sporting achievements, and if they really have a sense of understanding of that and that's encased in their identity, then they've certainly got the resilience. On a practical level, it's around, again, you know, life goals outside of sport or life goals that are running parallel with their sport. So it might be, again, you know, getting a trade, going through a uni degree, those sorts of things.
Right. How's that done in a practical sense? Is it a matter of the athlete sitting down with a coach, a mentor, even just a professional, a psychologist maybe, sports psychologist sitting down and saying, hey, listen, you're about to retire or you're looking at retiring, let's set up the next steps?
Yeah, it needs to be done sort of before that. It should be done, you know, even way back because, I mean, kids will often, you know, start committing at a high-performance level, some as early as primary school.
Wow.
And so in that sense, they've got to develop that mindset of life balance early on, and that can be difficult. Particularly if they're getting scholarships into, you know, private schools and so forth as a result of their sporting achievements. And so in one sense, they start to get this false sense that, you know, everything is about their sport. You know, if they achieve in their sport, they can achieve in everything in life. And then they get knocked off the perch, you know, when they front up to an interview after competing as an athlete and finding that, well, you know, it's not that easy. So that sense, again, of getting that life balance of school commitments and athletic commitments, right? Also friendships. You know, some kids when growing up are encouraged to sacrifice a heck of a lot, you know, sleepovers, even forced in terms of dietary requirements and things like that, whereby everything just evolves around their sporting commitment. And if they're in that environment, then it's very difficult for them to then, as adults, think of something outside of their sport. So it really has to start way back in terms of helping the child get an understanding that, hey, sport is only one aspect of your life. Even if you're achieving at a world international level, it's still only one aspect of your life. And that goes with anything, you know, any sort of high achievement motivated individual, you know, they have to keep it in balance. So there's intentional things that are put in place, but not too many sports are that intentional about preparing the athlete for retirement. It really is only focused on the here and now, you know. And so there's not too many intentional sort of meetings in saying, right, you're getting ready for retirement. Yeah, that really doesn't happen too much, but it should. And the sooner it happens, the better. You know, the athlete should be going into their career knowing that it's short term, and they should be developing life goals, not just their sporting goals.
They're long time retired, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dr. Clive, thank you for joining us on The Daily Today and discussing what's, I think, a very, very interesting and important topic as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, the fallout is at the very extreme end. Sadly, athletes have been known to suicide in the context of not adjusting to the transition. And that's at the sort of dark
side. The extreme.
Side, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, Dr. Clive, thank you so much for your time.
No worries at all. Thank you.
There we are. That was Dr. Clive Jones there talking about life after sport for professional athletes. We've seen many, many sort of people get it wrong. Unfortunately, one that comes to mind, Tiger Woods recently as well. Obviously, the issues that he's having. Although I've still got my hopes up that he'll achieve again one day. One day, please.